Norwich, Vermont has about 3,400 residents, so it's not the biggest town, unless you're talking winter sports, and then Norwich is huge. Since 1984, this town has sent an athlete to every Winter Olympics save one. There's gold medal mogul skier Hannah Carney, the ski jumpers Mike Holland and Jeff Hastings. Norwich has summer Olympians as well, including runner Andrew Weeding. So are they holding training sessions from birth or putting babies on the skis before they can walk? Far from it, according to New York Times sports reporter Karen Kraus. In her new book, Norwich, One Tiny Vermont Town's Secret to Happiness and Excellence, she writes about this small town's unconventional and perhaps instructive approach. Karen Kraus, welcome.
Thank you.
How would you sum it up?
It's a culture built around multiple sports, no-cut leagues, community, sportsmanship, all of the things that you think you can't have and also churn out athletes at the most proficient level. And yet this town, because of all of those characteristics, has managed to do it.
Well, and it also, in this formula, includes parents who seem almost clueless about their children's
right.
capabilities. I mean, there's a story of many parents who are approached by coaches or people even from outside the state who say, you know, your child could be an Olympian. And they're like, really?
Yes, Andrew Weeding discovered running quite late. He was a senior in high school when he ran his first track race, and his mother had to look up a regional competition, the Foot Locker competition, which is really quite well known. But she had heard other parents talking about it and thought, maybe I should look that up and see if Andrew could participate in that. I had ski jumpers, the Hollands. Mrs. Holland told me she is deathly afraid of heights. And so she would watch her sons compete and applaud loudly if they just made it to the bottom of the hill standing up.
Well, and it's a region where kids had tow lines and backyards, and
yes.
this is what everybody did after school on the West Coast. You might have gone surfing, and maybe you take out horses in the West itself, but in Vermont, you know, you just put on skis. But that's the point. It was play. And you talk about Hannah Carney, the mogul skier. She also rode horses, ran track, played soccer, did whatever she wanted. I mean, as I was reading this, I'm thinking, no, that can't be. I mean, because any parent would be forgiven for if they see a spark in a child wanting to blow on that ember, wanting to get private lessons and let's send you across the country on a juniors tour or something. Really, they don't do that.
What the Norwich athletes found almost by accident is that by changing sports with the seasons, what they were doing is working different muscle groups. They were developing this overall sense of how their body moves. The best example I can give of that is Andrew Weeding. He was a basketball player in high school, and he really didn't like the other players elbowing him. He took it quite personally, he said. And yet, when he turned his attention to track, what he found is that when he was in a pack, he knew how to react. He knew how to get space because he had been doing that on the basketball court, and that was a skill that easily transferred onto the track.
Yeah. Well, and there's not a lot of wealth in this town. Hannah Carney was told by her parents, hey, if you want to continue with this, you got to raise your own money to do
right.
it.
I love that story yeah. because Hannah wrote up a resume and went on her bike and visited different community businesses and got a little bit of money that way. And then there was a man who was the father of one of the parents in town who heard about Hannah's situation, and he agreed to sponsor her. And all he asked in return is that she provide her report card to him every term, and also that she provide him with a detailed budget of how she spent every dollar that he gave her. How great is that? Here was Hannah, barely a teenager, and she was learning, A, the value of money, and B, education was the most important thing.
Well, and you begin the book with perhaps a cautionary tale from Norwich, because their earliest winter athletes, skiers Betsy and Sonny Snite, children of Al, who pushed his daughter's so to succeed. It was sort of a lesson in how not to bring up athletes. They were pushed, they were dominated by their father, and you found them decades later kind of sad.
And I've seen this, Robin, time and again. I've been covering sports and the Olympic sports for over 30 years. Athletes for whom their sport is their entire identity and who maybe were doing the sport for reasons other than their own passion. Yeah. They were doing it to please someone. They were doing it to get attention. And it's a really tough transition when that sport is no longer a part of your life, redefining yourself when no one has ever let you know that you are part of something bigger than yourself or that you have other talents or gifts.
So the story of the Snite girls is a sad one, but maybe it informed the town because now you have athletes like Hannah Carney. When she didn't do as well as she wanted in one of the Olympics, she came back to a hero's welcome. Or you have snowboarder Kevin Pierce, who everyone thought was going to be an Olympian. He was on his way to take on Shaun White and challenge him in the Olympics when Kevin Pierce suffered that terrible fall and massive brain trauma. The town embraced him as much as they did their gold medal winners.
Yes, and it's funny, maybe people who are so concentrated on the end result, winning, may think that his story is a sad one, but I actually felt it was in many ways the most uplifting story in the book because he is the first to admit that he is not only a better person for what he went through, but he is also impacting more people than he ever might have as an Olympic medalist. He has started a foundation, Love Your Brain, that works with those who have suffered traumatic brain injuries and their caregivers. And he attributes his ability to rebound directly to how he was raised, that because he was given so much freedom and independence, he developed resilience because he had to pick himself up, often quite literally, from these falls. And that enabled him to get through one of the worst falls you can ever imagine experiencing.
The town's embrace is pretty incredible. There's a send-off for each of the athletes that goes to the Olympics. They get things like a bottle of local water from the Dan and Witt store because, of course, there's got to be something in the water, which is what people say. They get a bag of screams. There's like a plastic bag and everybody screams in it.
They're cheers, Robin, cheers. A bag of cheers.
As we said, they get parades when they come home, no matter how they did. And it's amazing how many athletes stay. And so they then are maybe coaching somebody on the rope toe, you know, down the road. But do you worry that in writing this book, this is going to be read by that different kind of parent somewhere in the country saying, we have to move to Norwich because that's what we need to do to get our child to the Olympics. And it's going to change Norwich.
I'm hoping that the opposite will happen in that every community will try to replicate Norwich within its own borders. Norwich doesn't have a secret sauce that is unattainable elsewhere. Again, it's just a culture that is built around multiple sports.
No cut leagues. No cut.
I mean, it's not just the fact that you're allowing anyone to participate. The best players on those no-cut teams are being sent a message that it isn't all about proficiency. It's about working together. It's about having empathy for those who aren't as good as you. Hannah said that she met girls in her kindergarten through sixth grade rec league teams that she would have never crossed paths with otherwise. They were girls who were in these sports mostly for the social piece of it. In any other circumstance, they might have been left on the sidelines. Instead, they became, for Hannah, some of her closest friends, and they really provided a balance for her when she was so self-involved in this Olympic piece and thinking that every loss was a disaster. And they were able to lend her the perspective that kept her in the proper frame of mind.
That's Karen Krause. Her new book is Norwich, One Tiny Vermont Town's Secret to Happiness and Excellence. Karen, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.